USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A large migrant caravan with between 10 and 15,000 migrants is expected to reach the U.S.-Mexico border sometime this month. The caravan departed the Mexico-Guatemala border on Monday. American veterans visit the American cemetery in Normandy, France, to commemorate the 78th anniversary of D-Day. U.S. Ambassador to France, Denise Campbell Bauer, says thousands of young men from all over the world landed on the beach that day to fight for peace and prosperity.
We, who have had the luxury of living in peace and prosperity, owe to them a duty to remember what they went through and what price they paid. We have a duty to work just as hard for peace in times of peace as they worked for peace in times of war.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
More than 82 million doses of COVID vaccines reportedly have been thrown out since the end of 2020. The CDC has shared with NBC News data showing that from December 2020 through the middle of last month, pharmacies, states, U.S. territories, and federal agencies discarded 82.1 million doses. The widespread waste is in large part because coronavirus vaccines come in multi-dose vials, which all must be used within hours of the vials being opened. A vigil and prayer rally is happening Monday night in southeast Texas for WNBA star Brittany Griner, who's still imprisoned in Russia. Folks will be gathering outside the Toyota Center in Houston just after 6 o'clock Central to honor Phoenix Mercury center Brittany Griner. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee saying without proof that Griner has been held hostage in Russia and hopes it'll encourage the White House to keep lobbying for her release. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Asteroid samples collected by Japanese astronauts are leading to an amazing discovery. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
Back in late 2020, a Japanese probe landed on an asteroid to gather samples. Scientists are releasing some of that data. More than 20 types of amino acids have been detected in samples from the asteroid. The acid discovery is a very important substance for living things and could hold clues to the understanding of the origins of life. Amino acids are substances that make proteins and are indispensable for life as we know it to exist.
The director of the FBI recently said that they disrupt a lot of malicious foreign activity. Appearing on Fox News, Republican Congressman Chris Stewart from Utah says that Russian cyber hackers are more of a threat, in his opinion, than nuclear war.
We are looking down the barrel of a loaded gun when we talk about Russia and their ability to destroy our electrical grid. And that changes the world. That changes our nation.
Elon Musk is accusing Twitter of resisting his fight to know about fake accounts on the platform. The Tesla founder has been intending to purchase a social media company for $44 billion. However, he said the deal wouldn't move forward until he had information about the number of fake accounts on the site. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.